we decided to do, we have a very cooperative collaboration here of folks. We're starting slow, and I'll just give you in a nutshell what happens. We have most of our trial call and initial arraignments on felonies coming in to one courtroom. So we started with the one courtroom. The night before, the DA reviews what's coming on calendar, pulls out all the 1170H cases that could be, split sentences, for example, the 999, emails to the probation department and the public defender those cases that the DA agrees should be screened when the person comes to court in the morning for a pretrial assessment. So what happens, historically in most courts is somebody shows up, bail is set, and then the determination is made whether the person can pay bail. The typical bail approach is you have a crime, a bail amount is set to it, and then it is adjusted, but it's always adjusted up. But historically, there's not been much of an adjustment down to determine if, that person really should be paying the full bail. So what we've implemented is this. When the probation officer then, we have a couple of dedicated court officers, comes the next morning, they pull out that defendant. They administer the Ohio risk assessment instrument, which is a pretty simple, straightforward, objective instrument. But they also conduct about a 45-minute face-to-face interview. So, you look at the instrument to determine, potential for reoffending, potential for returning. Then you look at everything else that's going on also, what the particular allegation is, et cetera. But in any event, that is all done in the morning, and the PO knows what the bail amount is going to be because we still have a bailiff in the court who works up the bail numbers for the judge. So the PO comes back in the afternoon, gives a report to the court, the DA, and the PD, and with that information, the counsel can agree or argue to the court whether or not the person should be released OR 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 with conditions instead of posting bail. And we have had, it was slow to start because it's a little different. We started this on September 30th, but right now I think the number is about 53 people have been released either straight OR 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 with conditions.